Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Ellen Nicholas Rathbone, your host for the Your Pleasure Show, here once again to spread pleasure and to spread the idea that we are so in need of pleasure, especially today. If you look at most of the news out there, it's all bad news, and they don't seem to spread a whole lot of good news around, so people are constantly walking around stressed and feeling like the world is just a horrible place to be. And I'm here to tell you that it's all a matter of perception. Sometimes things can look really, really bad. But you know, if you can still look, that means you can also make a decision about it and make a decision onto how you're going to proceed from here, whether you're going to let these things defeat you. So if you're on the East Coast and you are having a hard time right now, just try to keep your faith, try to keep moving forward, and expect a miracle. If you expect a miracle, I'm sure one will come your way. Today, I have a wonderful guest that I have asked to join me for our show. Her name is Bonnie Gale, and she is the co-inventor of a wonderful and luscious product called Sex Butter. It's also called Yes Butter for anybody out there who can't possibly have sex butter in their bedroom, but it is a product for women of all ages to help themselves be in a better place, especially if you've been menopausal or if you've experienced a little bit of dryness or maybe your libido isn't exactly where it needs to be and you want a little bit of help. There's lots of products that put a topical lubricant on top of the situation, but not too many products that actually work on the tissue itself and help to revitalize the tissue. And for many, many women, that is actually this wonderful product of Sex Butter. Now, I want to let you know that Sex Butter is coming into its own. Lots and lots of people are finding out about it. So I don't want to hesitate any longer. I want to introduce everyone to my wonderful guest, Bonnie Gale, and have a fantastic conversation with her tonight on the benefits of this wonderful product and what you can expect from it and where you can get it. So are you there, Bonnie?
I am. Hi.
Hi. So nice to have you on my show, Bonnie. I am a big fan of yours. You are the kind of person that I have always looked to meet because there are some women that will make excuses about their bodies, and then there are other women that want to embrace their body, and they say, you know, this is what I've got, and now I have to go from here. So what can I do to make this better? And that's exactly what you did, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you have a, can you give us a little bit of history about the invention of the Sex Butter, how it was inspired, and then we'll go from there.
I'd love to. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You know, it's funny. It's like I think that I'm one of those people that, you know, likes to take a negative situation and turn it into a positive, something like what you were talking about earlier on the show.
Yes.
And so for me, that, you know, negative situation was, you know, that when I was 41, I went into a very early perimenopause, and my body literally closed up and shut down overnight. Not only did I have no libido, you could not penetrate me with a Q-tip. It was so extremely painful. And at the time, I did have a partner, and I was like, I don't know what happened to me. Like, this is, like, unconscionable. And so I really went out into the marketplace to look for a product that I could use for me that I thought was healthy.
Right.
And I had already been kind of eating organic foods and, you know, in the world of health-oriented items, and I was looking at the ingredients in the products that were out on the market, and I was, like, cringing and, like, thinking to myself, oh, my God, I wouldn't put this on any body part, let alone my most intimate body parts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the things that I looked at, they were toxic, and I was thinking to myself, not only will these not make the situation better long-term, they'll actually make them worse. So I got involved in the world of inventors, and I found this amazing woman who was in her 60s who had been formulating for like 35-plus years.
Wonderful.
And I, you know, and I teamed up with her, and I said to her, you know, please, like, make something for me. Like, I need help, and I need help fast.
Mm-hmm.
And she created Sex Butter. We went through like 9 evolutions of the product because, you know, sometimes, you know, when you first start something, you kind of test it and you kind of see like the things that people like and the things that they don't like. And there, I had a lot of requirements of what I really wanted this product to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then she only enhanced on all of those requirements, so it kind of just became like this collaboration between the two of us that was all about healing and feeling. And the reason that I say those two things is because, you know, most women do not experience pleasure when they are, you know, having sex or being intimate with their partner. I just found out that so many women don't have orgasms. So many women are just unable to completely let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be very, very, very sad, you know. And then you have this also this huge population that are experiencing sexual pain and they feel ashamed to talk about it, Ellen.
Right, right. I just want to throw in there real quick. 47% of women fake orgasms regularly and 10% of women never have an orgasm in their entire lives. If men had those kind of statistics where 10% of men never had an orgasm in their life, there'd be an institute for the sexually dysfunctional in Washington, D.C. studying this matter. But because women's orgasm is only recently becoming important, that we are starting to pay attention and we realize that we're not just having sex to make babies. Everybody's admitted that now. Okay, we're actually having sex because it's good for us. It's healthy for us. It makes you feel good, but it also empowers you and just gives you a lively, wonderful sense of yourself. And so because women's orgasms are becoming more and more important, now we're looking at different kinds of ways to help increase the libido so that women want to have sex. But I really believe deep in my heart that if people spent a little bit more time pleasuring each other and didn't treat sex as if it was a race, you know, we have 15 minutes, let's get this done. I mean, that's ridiculous. You have to spend time if you want quality results. Well, anyway, I digress. Please continue, Bonnie.
No, and you know what? I totally agree. I mean, not only, you know, I've talked to so many women that are like 40 and 45 years old, and
right.
Literally it's so sad when I hear them say, you know what, I just want my partner to get it over with, so
yeah.
I just lay there and as soon let him come, and as soon as he's done, I just move on to the next thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. Can
right.
you imagine also how the men feel?
Right, right.
I mean, honestly.
Right.
So
it's a lack of communication, though. I mean, lovers are not born. Lovers are made, and they are actually made by every woman that ever sacks him or sacks her. So if you are with someone and you are, you know, honest with them, and I don't mean to tear them down, to say unkind things, to call them names, you know, or any of that kind of stuff, but I'm
no.
just saying that when the question comes up, was that good for you? If it wasn't, for you to say it was, you're doing yourself and your relationship a serious disservice. And then that would be the point where maybe you could say, you know, I think I would have liked whatever better, you know, something else, and give them a specific. But people don't. They just think that they can do without this. they can do without sexual pleasure. And I'm telling you, you can do without it for just so long, and then at one point it really comes up and it really causes you a lot of stresses. And, you know, stress is the foundation for most disease. It will find its weak part in your body, and it will attack that part. So I really think that if you want to stay healthy, if you want to be, you know, complete and feel good about your body, that you need to release stress. And one of the ways to do that, along with meditation and along with exercise, is a nice healthy orgasm every now and then, at least a couple a week. I mean, I know some people that think every day is good, but I can't even imagine Americans thinking they're going to have an orgasm once a day. So go ahead.
Well, you know, it's funny. I always say that too. I mean, I believe that I should have an orgasm every day, and I make sure that I do.
But you know what?
I want to bring something up about what you said about how, you know, the lack of communication and, you know, women not telling men that it's a disservice. I don't know. You probably have a statistic on your hand about this, but do you know how many women don't know their own bodies? They don't even know what to tell a man is something that feels good to them.
Yes, I not only know that, but in my many, many years of doing pleasure parties, I usually do a quiz. And one of the questions that I have asked on my quiz, I've literally asked it thousands of times, was what purpose other than pleasure does the clitoris serve? And I cannot tell you how many hundreds of women have said that they pee from their clitoris. Yeah, that is the kind of lack of understanding of your own body. Never took a mirror, never looked at their own bodies, never understood, God forbid, touch themselves. And so this kind of embarrassment or feelings of shame that, you know, is around our bodies is unhealthy. And I think that if you want to really love yourself and be healthy within your own body, it is necessary to embrace the entire thing. We were not created to be ashamed of ourselves. We were created in joy, in love, and for pleasure. And anybody who doesn't think that has, you know, really should talk to a therapist or something, because, you know, if you're walking around thinking that you need to get it over with and that sex is a chore and that you're not being satisfied, there are a couple of different issues that need to be addressed, and one of them is knowing your own body. It's so important.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
I mean, I, when you hear someone say, you know, that they think they pee from their clitoris, or they can't wait to get it over with, you have to believe that that person is not having a satisfying sex life. And then you think, would they settle for the same bland meal every single time they sat down to eat? Probably not. But they'll sit down and they will lie there and accept the same bland sexual meal every single time and never ask for anything else, never ask for a little variety, never look to try something different. Your pleasure is in your hands. It's in your imagination, and you have to embrace it, and you have to know that it's important, and you have to go for it. And if you have a partner, terrific. You need to communicate so that you're both on the same page and growing as lovers. And if you don't have a partner, even then, very, very important, keep your juices flowing until that individual or an individual comes into your life that is worthy of your love. Because I'll tell you right now, I know a lot of people who make very bad choices based on sexual desperation. They haven't gotten laid in such a long time that anything looks good. And then they end up having a relationship with someone who they normally wouldn't have given the time of day to, but here they're in a relationship with this person because their horns were talking and not their mind, not their intellect, not their heart. You know, it was their it was their sexual need. And believe me, you can't squash your sexual need down forever. It's like those little popping toys. They keep popping up, and you keep hitting them with the hammer, and they keep going down. Well, it's like that. The head will keep pop up until you actually take care of business.
So oh, my God. I love that you said that, because you know what? I'll tell you something. I always tell people that you know, when I'm talking to people that are going on like first dates or second dates,
yes,
that what they should literally do is pleasure themselves before they go out on the date. So
absolutely,
that they're not literally having sex
that
with somebody, just, you know what I mean, like sleeping with them on the first night just because.
Right, absolutely. I think that's a very good idea because you take the edge off. You really don't want to make any kind of, it's like going food shopping when you're hungry.
Well, not only that, then the pheromones come out too. So if it's somebody that you're going to really be attracted to and he's really going to be attracted to you, it's going to show up.
Exactly. It's very true. That's very true. Because then you have started the juices flowing, so your own natural pheromones are at their highest peak, and you've taken that sexual edge off so that you are going to have, you know, lighthearted, interesting, fun, carefree conversation, not a needy conversation, not a desperate conversation, not a, oh my goodness, I hope he likes me, you know, worrying kind of conversation, but a conversation based on, I want to get to know you, I'd like you to get to know me, and if you like the scent that you're smelling, we have compatibility, at least chemical compatibility, because, you know, people don't realize
absolutely
it, but, you know, your pheromones, especially the woman's pheromones, women can pick up a man's scent very easily, and if a woman does not like the way a man smells, she should be friends with him, but she should never, you know, be lovers with him, or if she, you know, does, not have a full relationship with him, because his scent, and this is very subconscious, but his scent is going to either be a compliment to your DNA or not. And if you like the way he smells, then that means that you probably will make healthy children together. And if you don't like the way he smells, it's because his scent is not a compliment to your DNA and your pheromones. So, you know, you have sex with the wrong people, and the next thing you know, you have, you know, funny-looking kids. Only kidding.
Oh, my God, I never even knew that. I never knew that part of it. You know, I never knew that. That's great. I love that,
though.
Oh,
it's actually
it makes
scientific
sense.
Reason. It's absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, that's funny, I have asked hundreds of women if they would ever make love with a man that they didn't like the way he smelled. And, well, I will say 99 out of 100 said no way. And then, of course, there was that one woman who, you know, if his wallet is big enough and he has a big enough car, she's willing to sell her body and, you know, and put up with whatever he smells like. But, you know, that's a completely different show.
Oh, my God.
Most women don't want to have sex with somebody that they don't like the way he smells. And you can't mask pheromone. You can pour all kinds of cologne on top of it and shower and powders and lotions and everything else. The scent is there. And if it's complimentary, it makes good, strong, healthy offspring. And if it's not complimentary, run for the hills, baby. So now,
I have a good thing that I want to tell you about pheromones.
Okay.
So we get this from our clients all the time that use sex butter.
Okay.
And I know for me personally that when I use sex butter and it mixes with my internal fluids, what ends up happening is my pheromones are out there for like 2 or 3 days. And so basically my pheromones are out there all the time because I'm a good, positive, sexually active person, even if
right.
it's with myself.
Right.
And so women tell us that they get noticed when they use sex butter, even
right.
if it's by themselves.
Now, let me ask you, do you recommend the sex butter for men also?
Yes, I do. It does different things for men. I mean, it definitely increases sensation for men, and for men, they have quicker recovery time, usually.
Oh, okay. Well, not that we encourage that they, you know, are too quick to have their orgasm, because nobody wants sloppy seconds, and nobody wants a half-hard penis.
Quicker recovery time after the orgasm, though.
I'm
not saying premature ejaculation.
Right. But
No.
Yeah, I just a lot of men think that they, and then one guy said it to me once, I'll never forget, he said he knocks off the first one so that he can last through the second, you know, the second time around. And I look at him and I said, you mean you got rid of the nice hard erection that a woman could really use and enjoy, and you got rid of that one, and then you gave her a semi-hard penis, and she was supposed to enjoy that? And he was like, well, she can't. Well, no, she can't. It's nearly impossible to do that. I just don't think that guys understand that. You know, the only time a guy can really get away with that is when he's 19. You know, 19
right.
years old, men reach their sexual peak, and he could probably have a few orgasms during the course of an evening and have a nice erection, a nice strong erection through each one of them. But, you know, the older a guy gets, it's kind of unfair. You know, they have a refractory period, and it's kind of unfair to think that he's going to do that same thing again and again with his penis. Of course, he can use his fingers, and he can use his tongue, and he can use other parts, so they can go again and again. But, you know, it's kind of unfair to put that kind of stuff on a guy, because it is not the same sensation, absolutely.
Well, my feeling is that he should totally satiate the female before he actually gets to have an orgasm.
Absolutely. Ladies first. Always. Always. Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you, how often would you recommend that, say, a woman who is not having problems, a woman who's having problems sometimes, and then a woman who is having a lot of problems use sex butter? How often, you know, what would you say?
Well, okay, so if somebody's not having problems, you know, at all, then I would say use sex butter at least when you're having intercourse or you're self-pleasuring, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because it intensifies the sensation. It's like, I'm telling you, I have by far the much more amazing orgasms, and not just one, but multiples today in full-blown menopause than I've ever had at any other time in my life.
Nice. Good for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, women in their 20s, they don't even know how to have an orgasm. So
yeah,
one of the great things about it is it kind of like helps push you over the edge, but not in a harmful way, in a really good feeling way. It's like it feels so good that you just want more and more and more.
Exactly.
So, you know, for that reason, it's a good way to kind of teach yourself how to have orgasms and what does feel good to you, because a lot of people don't feel much. You know, they
yeah.
don't have a lot of sensation. And
right.
some of the things that we do, like we're taking medications, you know, I mean, how many people are on antidepressants?
Right.
Antidepressants basically take away a lot of your feeling center sexually.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
take away your libido.
Right.
Most of them do.
Right.
So there's so many women that, like, don't feel today anymore, you know, and it's not because they're old.
Yeah, no, I know. I have some really good friends that I hope are listening, and if they're not listening to this live, I hope they will come back and listen to it later, that, you know, they're not old. They're like late 40s, early 50s kind of thing, and they have such a difficult time with lubrication and with penetration, and it actually hurts. And I am so happy that now I can recommend sex butter to them. And now, when you're using sex butter, is it applied inside the vagina, or like at the bottom third of the vagina, or is it applied at the opening just, or is it applied on the labia, or like where would you put it to get the best use?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you where I put it to get the best
okay.
use, because
okay.
Where I put it is not necessarily where everybody would put it. Okay, keep in mind that this product is food-grade edible, first of all. So that
nice.
Means basically, you know, if you can ingest it, it's going internally. Okay, so I literally apply it completely all over the inside on the vaginal walls, on the G-spot especially, and a little goes a long way. So this doesn't mean that you need a whole jar to do this.
Right.
You know, and then I also apply it externally, like on the clitoral area and everywhere around that.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, it doesn't
take much.
Do
you use your fingers? Do you use your fingers in the jar and then take it out that way? Or do you scoop them out with some? Oh, so you do put your fingers in the jar.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's antifungal and antibacterial.
Excellent. That's what I needed to hear. Okay. Yeah, because a lot of times if you've got a natural product, you have to be careful with putting your fingers in the jar. But now that you said that, I feel much better. Now, I have to tell you, Sarah is in the queue, and she would like to ask a question. So why don't we open it up and allow Sarah to come on in and see what kind of question she has, because I know Sarah wants a screaming O.
Absolutely.
Is that you, Sarah?
It's me. Hi, ladies. First and foremost, I have to say I'm feeling like a proud mother right now, because I knew right from the word go when I met both of you, you two belong together. And I'm so pleased you are doing this show, because all the wisdom of people need to know. So I am very, very excited. But it just actually plays very, very well with the show I had today with Crystal Clancy, and it was on postpartum sex. Mm. And, you know, people that have, you know, all sorts of things can happen after you have a baby, and sometimes it's just purely physical and tired, and sometimes there's an issue there. And I recommended your sex butter on the show there, Bonnie, because I knew that it would be a tool that will help people overcome some issues. But from you, the expert, could you both address an issue for people that are having, you know, that have just had a baby? I know the sex better will help, but if you've got any other things that you can suggest, Ellen, for people that getting back their libido, getting back into that sex after birth, you know, maybe that first time, or things that can be done that can make it easier.
Okay. You know, the one thing that is so important is you have to remember that your pelvic floor was traumatized and your vagina was really put to its maximum use. And your body is going to be able to snap back, but with a little bit of help, it will snap back healthier and just as good as it used to be. A woman absolutely needs to do her Kegels. Kegel exercises are going to help to strengthen and tone the pelvic floor and get her vagina back into a nice toned and sensitized way so that she can start enjoying sexual relations once again. That is so important. And then another thing that she really, if she wants to get her back her libido, self-massage. I know that it sounds like a little hedonistic, but you know, when you take care of your body every single day and you touch yourself in a loving way every single day, whether you're using a balancing oil or whether you're just you know, rubbing your skin to get the antioxidants going into your system to fight any of the free radicals that are in your body. By loving yourself slowly but surely, you appreciate what you have, you appreciate what you've done, and, you know, it takes time, absolutely, it's not a race, but slowly but surely, you will find your libido coming back. And I also would recommend lots of hugging and kissing without any thought of where you're going to take it. Sometimes just the hugging and the kissing is what a person needs to feel desirable again. I mean, because if a person is getting hugged and kissed to lead to something, then it's a pressure. But if they're being appreciated and saying, you know what, thank you so much for bringing this beautiful child into our life, and, you know, when you're ready, I'm ready for you, just that kind of support is what every woman needs. Every woman needs to know that she is loved even when she's not wanting to have sex. And so by that kind of acceptance, eventually she'll have the feeling that she does want to have sex. But, you know, you can't rush these things. You can't push the river, and you can't force anybody's libido. Just take care of yourself. Get lots of do lots of Kegels. Take some nice walks out in nature. Love yourself. Take naps when you can, and slowly but surely the libido will come back.
And use some sex butter, right? I mean,
sex butter, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? Even before you get to the sexual act, use it just to kind of get that feeling back, right, Bonnie?
Absolutely.
Yes, but you know what? I also want to give you another tip that you can do, utilizing the sex butter topically, not internally anywhere.
Right.
Okay, so yes, you can put the sex butter, you know, on the G-spot area and the clitoral area, and that will definitely help get the libido back. But one of the things that I've been working with a healer on, you know, in using sex butter is for topical things.
Okay.
And one of the areas that gets kind of hindered, especially women postpartum, because a lot of times they don't feel very comfortable in the way that they look or feel anymore.
Yes.
You know, because they just had the baby and their body doesn't look the way that it used to right now, and so they're not so happy with themselves.
All right, I have to stop you. We have 10 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Bonnie so much for coming onto my show. I hope that you come back, because I have a feeling we could talk about a lot of topics in and around the topic of sex butter. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye for now.
Bye.
Well done, ladies. Great.